I woke up in the night, ripped from a dream of Jeannie, and it wasn't an easy wake-up. I went from sleepy time to crouched by the bed, staring out at the darkness while still blinking dream grit out of my eyes. The darkness stared back at me for a while before it turned itself into my bedroom, which was also my office. Abracadabra, alakazam. I should have taken it on the new California vaudeville circuit. I shook my head to clear it of the sleep thinking and realized that my left hand was full of gun. I must have grabbed my revolver from the shoulder holster, now carefully draped over one chair, as per the lore, while I was waking up. That made me shake my head, but in a different way. A Seamus wakes up with a gun in his hand? Something's up, and it's never gonna go down easy. But there was nothing in the office, or bedroom. Not even in the kitchen, which was barely able to be its own thing. I tossed the revolver back on the bed in a way that would have made an old American wince. But back then, they had bullets that actually worked. Ours tend to explode whenever a mage sees them. Not that New California has any mages. Well, one mage. But he didn't count, and he wasn't a New Californian, and would never be. I fumbled with the string for the light stone on the ceiling. I was rewarded with a second or two of light, and then a flash and pop as the magic inside the artifact short-circuited. Guess I should have gotten a new one from the Adventurers Guild after all. Well, I preferred the light coming from the bay-facing window anyway. I opened the curtain to see if there was something going down on the street, but it was just Sin City out there, as quiet and drowsy as it ever gets. And above it, standing watch between us and what was now war-torn Sonora, was Mount Jeannie.